With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump and President Biden will both visit the Texas border today. President Trump will visit Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, a location that Texas Governor Greg Abbott was forced to seize after the Biden administration turned the park into a processing center for thousands of illegals. The move by Abbott stopped the deluge by using shipping containers and razor wire to block the border. Now Arizona and California are dealing with thousands of illegal crossings each day. Biden will visit Brownsville, Texas, a location that has very few border crossers. Texas Senator John Cornyn says it's no secret what's causing the crisis at the border. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Cornyn says a flood of immigration has both push and pull factors. The push factors including
poverty, violence, a desire for a better life. And we understand that.
But the pull factors, Cornyn says, lead straight back to President Biden.
His active encouragement for people to come to the border because they know they will successfully be able to stay.
Meanwhile, two new polls indicate Americans feel illegal immigration is now the most serious problem facing the country. By New Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, the hacker group responsible for taking down Fulton County's websites in Georgia is threatening to publish documents from the government's court system, including documents related to the case against former President Trump, unless a ransom is paid by 8:49 a.m. Eastern Time today. In an online post Saturday, Lockbit 3.0 said the stolen documents contain a lot of interesting things. They say Donald Trump's court cases are also in there and could affect the upcoming U.S. election. The group went back online over the weekend after an FBI raid February 20th, which took down 34 servers. Lockbit targets in recent years include Boeing and the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. This is SRN News. Fewer abortions thanks to abortion bans.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the argument of some who suggest that repealing Roe versus Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials throughout American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledged allegiance to the flag without much controversy, but that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner stepped down from the state's Republican Central Committee, saying she cannot uphold a constitution that now enshrines abortion. In Tennessee, Democrat Representative Justin Jones, who is black, has refused to lead the Pledge of Allegiance during legislative sessions. This is SRN News. After pandemic shortages, automobile price hikes are slowing.
Higher prices for autos had helped drive overall inflation in the economy for nearly 3 years. The slowdown in prices comes as the number of vehicles on dealer lots expanded greatly after years of severe shortages. With more cars available, the pressures that had sent prices surging have eased. While inventories are still below the levels that prevailed before the pandemic, the rising availability of cars and trucks suggests that 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new vehicle. Seth Zutel, New York.
The Senate Minority Leader is stepping down. 82-year-old Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says he'll vacate his position in November, but he will remain in the Senate through the end of his term in 2027. Congressional leaders have reached a deal for a short-term funding extension to prevent a partial government shutdown Saturday. The House is expected to vote today. More details at SRNNews.com.